This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nicely done on the disdain.
Yes.
Good for them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Stoney taking a road trip. Yeah, good for him.
Hey, you can listen to the show on the Odyssey app. Listen to 97.1 The Ticket on the app for the chance at the ultimate trip to Vegas. What does that mean? It means $20,000. You and three friends staying at Circa Resort and Casino. That's Vegas' premier sports viewing destination. And you'll visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. All you got to do, listen to the ticket. On the app, the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, John, I said it yesterday in Overreact Gyms, but apparently I didn't say it as loud as Stephen A. Smith because it really has become a bigger talking point on the show today. The legacy of Patrick Mahomes following the Super Bowl. And let's play a little bit of Stephen A. Smith. Want to know where you guys stand. Okay, Stephen A. Smith is very loud. Was he loud right or loud wrong?
At this time, he's loud right. There's still so much for Patrick Mahomes and so much time. There's no more time for Tom Brady. Tom's career is over. His resume stands. And to bring in Joe Montana, a guy that never lost in the Super Bowl, never threw an interception in the Super Bowl, I think there is more of a conversation of who is second all time versus any competition for Tom right now. But it doesn't mean that the competition's over. Like I think it's still very much in play. It just didn't take any steps forward on Sunday.
I don't know. I kind of think Stephen A's point is that the debate's over, as he said very loudly. Like, Mahomes can't catch Brady. And there's a couple disqualifiers, right? That Mahomes has already thrown more interceptions in Super Bowls than Brady did in more games. That Mahomes has lost two Super Bowls in blowout fashion, that Mahomes lost a Super Bowl straight up to Tom Brady. Like, these are things that you can never undo.
And I always talk about leadership. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about the leadership that Patrick Mahomes provides his team. I will say this. I don't know that we would have ever had a situation that occurred on Sunday happen for Tom Brady. We didn't see it while he was playing. Three losses, none of them were blowouts. None of them by double digits. One of the things that made Tom great was not just his performance in moments like that, but is his ability to raise the level of those around him. Where was Travis Kelce?
Yep.
I mean, nowhere to be found.
Talking about ghosts.
You know, and you're talking about, you know, and it's not like Tom always had the best offensive line, but he knew as much as he possibly could about every individual guy, their strengths, their weaknesses, and he demanded that they perform to their strengths and to their best in those given games. Now, you're human, right? You're going to drop passes. You're going to have moments where you don't perform. But as a whole, he was able to get the most out of his teammates. Where I look at Patrick Mahomes and say, did he get the most out of his teammates when they lost to Tampa? Did he get the most out of his teammates when they lost? Because he can't block for himself. but he could certainly motivate them to block better.
No, but the interceptions are where you get. Okay, it's one thing you got to take a sack and it's frustrating, but when he's throwing a pick six, catastrophic. We saw it with the Lions. You can't throw a pick six in a playoff game, let alone the Super Bowl. Like, their defense actually did the job for most of that game. They corralled Barkley. They kept him in it. They kept giving them the ball. And Mahomes, the one drop that Kelce had, honestly, was a bad throw by Mahomes. The two picks he threw were bad decisions by Mahomes. Now, was he hurried because of the pressure? Sure. But does he have to rise above it if he's going to be the greatest of all time? Abso-freaking-lutely. No, I think the debate is over. And it's a good point by Stephen A. to bring up Joe Montana. Like, Joe Montana is probably ahead of Patrick Mahomes today. Can Mahomes pass Montana? Yeah, I think he can.
Yeah, and so Joe Montana beat Cincinnati twice, beat Miami, and beat Denver. And in all of those games, in one of them, he threw five touchdowns. That was the game against his final Super Bowl against Denver.
Yeah,
I think there can be a conversation about what Patrick Mahomes has done in the big game. And the quarterback that Patrick Mahomes is versus Joe Montana. And I don't even know that he is yet at Joe Montana level.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So where is he? Like, compare him to some other guys. Is he ahead of, like, Peyton Manning?
I think he's on a path of Elway in some ways. Now, Elway went to three in the 80s. Out of 4 years, he played some juggernaut teams. I don't think Mahomes had to go up against the competition that Elway did. Then Elway came back and got two. Mm-hmm. I think, look, he's a mobile quarterback like Elway was. I just feel like in this, it's Elway did this too early in his career. Montana and Brady threw the ball away. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes was reckless with the football the other day. No matter, the pressure was awful for him. He had to deal with a lot. But he didn't get rid of the foot. He didn't get – the turnovers were catastrophic. The Dejean pick six and then the one at the end of the half. The
14-yard line.
But you throw that ball away. Throw it in the dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a horrible throw. And I know he was under distress, but they always decided to throw it away. Brady was under distress in the one against the Giants. But because he didn't turn the ball over, they still had a chance to win the game.
I mean, it always comes down to turnovers.
And the other thing. When the wheels do fall off, when you find yourself down more than a touchdown, more than two touchdowns, say you're down 24 or 25 points even, Tom Brady has in his resume that he came back down 25 points in the Super Bowl. Mahomes, the opportunity has presented itself both against Brady and this last weekend, and I understand it's not easy, but it wasn't easy for Tom. And that was your chance to say, oh, no, not only am I the best quarterback in football today, which I don't believe anybody's disputing, I am better than Tom Brady. He had he could have just won the game outright, or he had the opportunity with a comeback for the ages to match Tom, and he didn't. So, yeah, debate's over. And I think he's a phenomenal football player. Stephen A. Smith nailed it. Patrick Mahomes is great. He's just not the greatest of all time.
Right. And when you look and you say, okay, well, a lot of things had to happen for Tom Brady to make a comeback from 28-3. He doesn't play defense, but you go out there and you put seven on the board. And now all of a sudden, Atlanta, or you know, on Sunday, it could have been Philly, they're sitting there going, oh no, is it vintage Tom Brady? Is it vintage Patrick Mahomes? And they start to pucker up a little bit. The clench factor goes way up. And now you force them to make uncharacteristic mistakes because of the pressure that you're putting on them offensively. And I guarantee you, even though Tom didn't play defense, he had a voice in that New England defense. And he was there motivating him. Where was Patrick Mahomes when he came to the sideline motivating his defense? I know Chris Jones is there. Chris Jones is a tremendous leader. But you've got to have somebody that just absolutely refuses. Like, their will. Sometimes you have to have the will to be able to go out there and just simply will your team to something special. And it didn't feel like Patrick Mahomes had that will.
Ticket texters pouring in on this one. Says, it's definitely Brady, then Montana, then Mahomes. For Mahomes to catch Brady, he'd have to go to five more Super Bowls and win four of them. That's the tie. To pass, he'd have to do better. And then there's all this other stuff we brought up that matters too. It says, I hate when people say wins and losses for a QB stat. It's a team sport. Mahomes' line and defense let him down twice in the big game. Team sport, wins and losses, team sport.
Well, how about interceptions? How did Tom get his team not to let him down?
Tom threw fewer interceptions in half as many games. Explain that. We'll just go quarterback stats. Why is Mahomes throwing two picks in two different Super Bowl losses? He's absolved of blame because the line was bad? Like, he did not play well in that game. I mean, we don't have to make excuses for him.
I think, you know, we talked earlier, and we'll do it again later in the show, the Eagles-Lions comparison, and maybe we dismissed how good the Eagles' defense really was this year.
Sure.
They gave up 77 points in four postseason games. That's phenomenal in today's NFL. The quarterbacks they faced in the playoffs were all, you know, allegedly top-tier guys with maybe the exception of Love. You know, what they did to Lamar and Burrow on the road this year really got overlooked. They allowed 19 and 17 points respectively. But again, I can't get away from the fact that, okay, if Brady played against that, I just don't think Brady would have turned the ball over as much. Like, you know, against that defense, he would have lived to see another day. I thought Mahomes played reckless. Yeah. I don't remember Brady ever really playing reckless in a championship game.
Yeah, you mentioned the Philly thing. We're going to do it coming up at 8:35. How do the Lions stack up with the Super Bowl champs? GM, head coach, quarterback, running back, receiver, position by position. Where is Detroit definitively better than Philadelphia? If we take our Honolulu blue goggles off, I think it'll be a sobering exercise. We'll get to it bottom of the hour. Coming up next, some ticket texts, some phone calls on this Mahomes thing. And we have to decide something as a show. Which course do we want to take for the next couple months here? John, we'll lean on the people. They can be our guiding light. What is this show going to sound like the next couple months? It's next, 97.1.
A personal injury attorney of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:35, we'll do that side-by-side. Lions and Eagles. Position group by position group. Where's Detroit better? And how much work still needs to be done? John, we have a decision as a show. One of the updates today, Chris Villar pointed out that the draft order is set.
Oh, we knew where the Lions were going to be picking after they were eliminated. It was going to be 28. Yeah, officially. All 32 positions are now decided.
Eagles will pick 32, Super Bowl champs. Draft order set. We have not done a mock draft. When do people want us to start doing mock drafts? We don't have one today. I mean, I could Google one. I'm sure one's out there.
No, and I didn't, honestly, I didn't even know Mel Kiper had come out with one.
He already has a 1.0.
Well, 1.0 until, I mean... I was talking to Doug, and I think he told me a couple of days after they did it. Yeah, we did the Mel. Wow,
those guys are fiends.
Oh, I know, and it's part of what they do. I get that, but the question is, how long do we hold off, or when should we start discussing? Because we're talking about team needs.
Yeah,
and part of filling those needs is the draft.
Yes,
the thing that gets here first is free agency. What's on the table right now is someone that has requested a trade.
Yeah. Look, the free agents, even by Holmes' admission, that's where he's going to find the plug-and-play guys at positions of need. The draft is just going to be the best player. And the best player at 28, even if they, pick at 28, when do we really even start getting into that? I mean, from a mock draft standpoint, you guys may be more interested in what everybody else is going to do at the top of the draft. What happens with the quarterbacks? What happens with Will Johnson and Mason Graham, Travis Hunter? But when do you want mock draft talk? Because we're probably going to move into like Pistons basketball and Red Wings hockey and playoff pushes and March Madness on the horizon, Michigan and Michigan State fighting for a Big Ten title and maybe more. Do you guys want mock drafts? Or should we fight the good fight, avoid temptation, delay, delay, delay? I mean, well, eventually by April we kind of have to. But where are you guys? Do you want mock draft talk anytime soon? 248-539-9797.
Well, it's interesting because, again, we talk about team needs. And we're going to talk about how they compare with the best team in professional football right now, which is the Philadelphia Eagles. And the matter at hand right now is Myles Garrett. We talked about it since he came out and asked for the trade from Cleveland. Cleveland, to this point, has still held on to, we're not trading Myles Garrett. They have, and even if it's if you're looking at sources say or those that are familiar with the situation but can't speak publicly and anonymity, all that stuff, they haven't budged at all.
Right.
And so I don't know that he's ultimately traded. I don't know how ugly it gets. I don't know how far Myles Garrett is willing to take this demand.
If he's willing to make it ugly, and he's already doing laps at Super Bowl, media day, and maybe it does get to the point where they feel the pressure. Look, if we were doing Cleveland Radio, I would tell them to trade him.
I can't remember if it's March 12 or March 16, and I couldn't find it right away. Anyway, at 4 days after the league year begins, he's got a roster bonus of nearly $16 million. If that comes and goes, he's not going anywhere because the cap hit for the Browns, which they have no room anyway, they have to get under that salary cap before the first day of the league year, and they're already $32 million over the cap. So it's going to have to happen within the next 4 weeks, or it's not happening. And they have said it's not happening. Now, they can say that all they want. They can free up some cap space to get under the cap if they trade Myles Garrett before the league year begins. They can stay under that cap in an easier manner if they use draft picks to fill their roster with talent versus Myles Garrett. But then down the road, it is, okay, once that comes and goes, then we're talking about free agency. Then we're talking about the draft. When is it that we should bring up? Because we see it. I view them. We just haven't talked about
it. I've clicked on them.
And we talk about them all the what we off air, we talk about, hey, did you see this mock draft? Did you see this mock draft? About what the Lions are going to do, because it's always very entertaining. The dream scenarios begin.
Ticket texters. Mock draft radio is terrible. Mike in a truck. Can we wait until after March Madness? So that would put us right around the start of April,
yeah,
which feels like draft season. I hate mock drafts. They're never right and a waste of time. And another texter says, you got to wait till at least the combine.
Okay. I mean, sure, we could do all of that. And here's the thing about mock drafts. I never really put much stock into, unless you're drafting one or two overall, you have no idea what's going to happen in that draft. And the later you pick, the more variables come into play. Who's there, who's not. It's more a discussion about which positions do you want to acquire in the draft. And you don't really know that until you know what you've done in free agency.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And then another texter says, what's the point of even doing a mock? The Lions shouldn't have the first round pick anyway. In other words, putting it towards Garrett or Parsons or any pass rusher who may be made available coming up here in the next month or two.
And there's scuttle. I don't even want to say rumor, because Myles Garrett has come out and said he wants a trade, that there are two other guys that may be dealt. This could be an epic season, an epic offseason for the edge position, because it has been talked that Micah Parsons, that they have had internal, he hasn't said it, they've had internal discussions about trading Micah Parsons. It's also about Max Crosby. And I know that discussion here has been part of it since the trade deadline.
Trey Hendrickson's another name
that has come up. Well, he demanded it last year. He wanted a new deal here. He wanted to be traded. He's got 1 year left on his contract, which makes it a little bit more unique.
And think about this. These pass rushers watched that Super Bowl like we did.
Mm-hmm. They know their value.
They know the market. And the Lions are one of those teams that should be in the market. 248-539-9797. We're going to get that head-to-head comparison, Lions and Eagles, and it's a good exercise to just see how far away Detroit is and where they need to improve most. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, two Detroit men are accused of stealing $1 million in checks from mailboxes across the state. So investigators believe that these guys took mail from 27 cities and townships across six counties. Last month, police received these reports that mail was being stolen from several local businesses. So, of course, they set up this big investigation and they were able to spot these guys. They followed them, caught them red-handed with their car filled with mail, right? And a lot of this mail had checks for large amounts of money. Well, these guys were arraigned on February 4th for conducting a criminal enterprise. They each received a $250,000 bond and are required to wear a GPS tether if they can post said bond. So, can't do that.
Nope.
It's against the law. The Lions face a pretty brutal road schedule in the 2025 NFL season. So, seven of the nine teams they face on the road made this year's playoffs. Five made the divisional round. Two teams are the Super Bowl participants, right? Yeah. The Eagles and the Chiefs. And traditionally, the Super Bowl winner has hosted the league's opening kickoff game on Thursday night in week one. So that's the Eagles. And it could very well be against the Lions.
So the there's a lot of options for the Eagles to mm-hmm. have for the NFL, and we always talk about ratings and what's going to create the most buzz. There is a lot of buzz around Detroit going to Philly to start the season.
Yeah.
That would be epic. I would love it and bring all of those challenges on.
Bring it.
They also face both. Obviously, Washington is in their division, mm-hmm. so they're going to face them twice. They could host Washington, who they knocked out of the playoffs. They could also face the Rams, who they knocked out of the playoffs. So I think those are the three teams that are most likely to get that opening game against the Eagles.
Yeah. So we're going to have to wait and see when the schedule comes out about mid-May. Mm-hmm. You might have heard about another plane crash. Not in the air, but still a plane crash with a death involved. Pretty scary. A private jet owned by Vince Neil from Motley Crue crashed into another plane on a runway at Scottsdale Airport in Arizona on Monday. Now, he wasn't in the plane at the time, but his girlfriend was, along with a friend. She was injured, suffered 5 broken ribs. Other injuries were reported. They say the jet was landing when it crashed, possibly due to failure in landing gear. But they say at least one other person was killed in the crash. Everything is still under investigation. But I swear, it's lately, every time you look at the news, it's
a plane crash.
Yeah. It's scary stuff. The Philadelphia Eagles are planning to celebrate their Super Bowl victory with a parade on Valentine's Day, which, boys, make sure you know, a Friday. So the weather was actually a factor, I guess.
Is that this Friday?
Yes, of course it is. Was a factor in deciding the day, because they're going to get hit with snow today and Wednesday. So they picked Friday. Obviously, they're going to release more information about all of that later. But I'm sure it will be quite the celebration, because Philadelphia went pretty crazy on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. There was street lights that were toppled. Windows were broken. People were fighting each other, which
I don't understand.
I saw some fights on Twitter.
What is there to fight about?
Yeah.
Why are you fighting each other? Celebrate. Hug each other.
Do you guys do anything for Valentine's Day?
You know what? We talked about it since it's on a Friday.
Yeah.
We're actually thinking of maybe doing something on Saturday, because we haven't.
Yeah, we had the discussion too. I think we're going to do that. More reservations are open.
Yes, because we thought about where we want to go, and we're like, oh, we're probably not going to get in there. And some of the places only take a reservation if you have 10 or more. There's certain places that take larger reservations. So we're thinking maybe we'll try for Saturday. But typically, we're not really big Valentine's Day people.
No, we don't go out a ton. I think we're going to do a home-cooked meal.
Do you guys do gifts?
Not really.
No?
I mean, things candy, flowers, and things like that. It's more for the ladies, right?
What are your expectations?
What do you expect?
Some Swedish fish and a card.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't really like flowers.
But Kelsey doesn't like flowers, so it doesn't.
But do you guys expect something?
No,
I don't expect it. No.
All right.
No.
Wait.
Should I be? Should guys expect?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Tiger Woods, he's still processing his mother's death, so he's not going to be playing in this week's Genesis Invitational at Torrey Pines Golf Course in La Jolla, California. On Friday, it was announced that, yes, he was going to play, but then on Monday, he got on X and he announced that he's just not ready. He did say, I planned to tee up this week, but I'm just not ready. I did my best to prepare, knowing it's what my mom would have wanted, but I'm still processing her loss. And then he went on to thank everybody who has reached out and kind of been there for him during this time. So he says he does plan on being there at some point, but he's not going to be playing.
Just not the mindset to compete. Yep. Understood. All right, Heather with the news. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank, and I think you should as well, with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you and work with you to build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. It's what they've done for me, and they've also modified that plan as my life has changed. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs, because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
9:02, we'll turn the page. Which of our teams will have the most compelling storyline moving forward post-football season? Now what? John, we just talked about the comparison, and a ticket texter says we missed one. The biggest advantage the Eagles have over the Lions are local radio hosts. I'm sure theirs are consistent and loyal, while ours are not, Doyle in Auburn Hills.
Please expound upon that.
We were mean, is what he said. This one says, let's go. I was waiting for the let's glaze the Eagles segment. Guys, they're the Super Bowl champs. I don't know what you want us to say. Actually, the Lions are better. Is that what you want? Actually, the Lions are better. Is everybody happy now? We waved our magic wand and we're actually the Super Bowl champs. Congrats. No, they're better, and it's okay to say it because then it gives you marching orders for the offseason. And we went through to kind of highlight where they need to be better. The only areas we gave the Lions the edge collectively were pass catchers, safeties, and special teams. There's a lot to overcome. You got ticket texters saying if the Lions were healthy, they would have handled the Eagles. I don't know that that's true.
Well, we'll never know because we didn't get a chance to see that. And the Lions didn't earn that opportunity.
Correct.
They did through 17 games, but when it mattered most, they didn't earn it. So and here's the thing. It's always going to be a moving target. The Eagles will be a different team next year than they were this year. They're going to have a different offensive coordinator. They're going to have they have different players, different chemistry. Lions, same thing. Two different coordinators. A lot of different coaches offensively, defensively different coaches. So it's really hard to sit there and say exactly what the Lions are going to be next year. Heather had it in her news. The top five teams, favorites to win the Super Bowl next year. Lions are one of them.
I agree with that.
But it's all the same contenders. What will the Bills be next year? The Ravens, the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Lions.
There is this narrative. I've seen it on Ticket Text. I know Doug and Gator talked about it a little bit yesterday. Well, when the Lions are healthy, they're the best. That's the only reason they didn't win the Super Bowl is they got hurt. And guys, you're never guaranteed that you're going to be healthy. They didn't use excuses all year. And even if that was true, I don't think that's a good game plan to just say, hey, we're already better. You have to attack the offseason. Philly got eliminated in the opening round of the playoffs last year, and they attacked their offseason, and now they're Super Bowl champs. You can't go, well, if we just get healthy, we're going to be Super Bowl champs. I hate that attitude.
Well, so at the beginning of the season next year, do we expect them to be a better team than they were at the end of this year? That's where health does play a part, because they will get Aiden Hutchinson back at some point. And I don't think it's the beginning of the year. They'll get Aleem McNeil back. They'll have Derek Barnes, who's going to be a decision that Brad Holmes needs to make this offseason. Do they bring him back, or do they let him touch or test the free agent market? Levi Onwuzurike, all of these different things. Carlton Davis. But just by default and by health, they will be a better team talent-wise when the season starts versus when it ended this year. Now it's a matter of how do they add to that talent level? How do they ensure that if somebody gets hurt, they still have production? Maybe not the same as a starter. If Aiden Hutchinson gets hurt again, you're still not going to have that same production from anybody else on the edge unless you bring in a Myles Garrett or a Trey Hendrickson or Max Crosby. But you've got to find ways to be able to stem the tide if somebody misses a week or 2 weeks. We didn't even talk about the offensive line.
Yeah.
I think we all, me and you, Jim, maybe a little less, but in general, everybody in Detroit underestimated the Eagles. Like, we really go back and look at their season. They were better than I think we thought they were. And I think some of it was the distraction of just how good the Lions were and the euphoria, a word that we use a lot during the season. I think the Lions can be on par with them. I think this is a little bit sobering when you do a position by position comparison across the board. That yeah, they got their they're going to come back too. Now the great thing is odds are the Eagles aren't as good next year. They're going to have some attrition and winning and repeating and doing all that. But there is a chance they could be better because the defense is so young. I mean, one of the things I marvel at is that they did this. They went to a Super Bowl and they had a Hall of Fame center. And they lost. And then last year they had a hiccup and a bad ending to their season, but they were dominant earlier in the year. They replaced Jason Kelce, and they did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm worried right now about the Lions just in terms of the structure of their offensive line and the age that they really need to start replenishing that.
They do. And when you look at You mentioned, yeah, their defense is young. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, they're young. But they most likely, it sounds like, I mean, who knows what Brandon Graham is going to decide to do. Sounds like he may decide to retire. So he won't be a part of that defense. And I know he was injured for a large part of this past season. Zach Bond was on a one-year prove-it deal. Are they going to have enough cap space and enough room to be able to sign him to a long-term deal? Josh Sweat, he's a guy that is going to be up. And a lot of people have talked about him hitting the free agent market and what he would bring. And especially after he had the Super Bowl that
he
had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I would not be surprised at all if they can't keep him. He is such a candidate to profit off the Super Bowl. He's that guy this year that had that game that can make a ton of money, and I don't know if the Eagles can afford it.
Just to highlight the Eagles, they closed the season 16-1. The only loss, Hurts was injured in the game, and DeVonta Smith dropped a pass that could have sealed it, even with Kenny Pickett playing.
We ignored it.
They won three playoff games by double digits. They were the ones discoing while we had dreams. They actually went out and did it. They scored the most points in a postseason ever, and their defense shut down Lamar Jackson in Baltimore in the regular season, collapsed and cratered Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. They also faced Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, and Jordan Love. Not exactly slouches.
Jordan Love.
Yeah. But at least average or better quarterbacks. And they were dominant. Basically, from October 1st to today, they went 16-1 with some dominant performances.
And a very excusable loss with Hurts getting hurt. He got hurt on, I think, the first possession of the game.
And that's what the Lions are chasing, which is why we say it's not enough to go, well, we'll just be healthy. You can't sit on your hands when you're competing with that. You have to be that.
Right. And so when you do get some of those players back, that adds to your roster. It adds to your level of talent. But it's about whether it's trade, free agency, or draft. Those are the ways that you can improve your team from now until its season starts. And hopefully, I'm pulling for that opening weekend that they open up in Philly. I think that would be an amazing way to start the season. We've seen them do it with Kansas City already, so why not let's see them do it against Philadelphia?
I would love it. Tone setter to kick off the season. As we look at the Lions, clearly the Myles Garrett stuff has been talked about a lot on our show, on every show on the station. Whether you support it or not, it's a player that would make the team better. But it's not the only move they have to make, which is part of why we brought this up today. Water the garden, keep the O-line strong. That way, run game and golf, you stay the number one offense, even without Ben Johnson. That's a huge part of this. Corner, CB1, what's going to happen with Carlton Davis? I don't think we trust Terry and Arnold to be CB1 on a Super Bowl caliber football team. So if it's not Carlton, is it somebody else? Is there a concern interior D-line if Aleem McNeil's not 100%? Certainly to kick off the season, but even later in the season, is that a position group that they need to target beyond the edge spot?
Sure, and the question mark is, again, what do they do with Levi Onwuzurike?
Yes.
Do they bring him back, or does Brad Holmes say, you know what, hey, thank you for your service, we drafted you, but bye-bye.
I'm so fascinated by that because he had talked him up. He wanted to trade up to get him on draft day.
Well, he did.
Well, even before that, I think there was reports he wanted to move up even higher to get him.
Right, right.
Yeah. And we were at camp this year, and it was, wow, look at Levi. He could play everywhere, every down. He wasn't that player. So do they admit, and you have to, you're not going to hit on every draft pick, do they admit they screwed up there? And is there a course correction that takes place this offseason?
Well, so, okay, then you also have to look at who's the guy that was supposed to step in, Broderick Martin.
Yeah.
That was a third-round pick that they traded up for, and he's going into his third year. It's time for him to explode on the scene.
So that's the fun thing. People pointed out that, well, the Eagles didn't make a Myles Garrett move. No, they drafted them all in the first round. Holmes didn't. So he's got to find another way to get there. You either have to pop with these second and third rounders, or you have to go out and trade and free agency and finish this thing out. Chase the Eagles. Get it done. All right, coming up next, what's next? It's 97.1.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.